You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. This is Anatomy of the Ear. This weekend, we're playing hour-long sets of different genres all weekend long. And this hour, I'm playing some roots rock for you. Up first, we have from Creedence Clearwater Revival, Up Around the Bend. This is one of the greatest swamp rock bands to ever come out of El Cerrito, California. Listening to Anatomy of the Ear on WRCT Pittsburgh, and as I said earlier, I'm currently playing roots rock is rock that looks back at rock's roots in blues, country, and folk. And it's sort of a hard genre to define because, you know, all rock draws from those elements. Some roots rock can also be labeled country rock or folk rock or blues rock, getting some of all of that in this set here. I'm DJ Did You Know that the portion of movie titles that have colons is now 10 times higher than it was in the 70s. And speaking of 70s, that last song was Up Around the Bend from Creedence Clearwater Revival, came out in 1970. Up next, we have a song from 1969 from one of the greatest band names of all time. It's Up on Cripple Creek by The Band.
Cold. The Lake Charles, Louisiana. my little Bessie had. She tore it up and threw it in my face, just for a laugh. Now there's one thing in the whole wide world I sure would like to see. That's when that little love of mine dips a donut in my teeth. Up on Cripple Creek, as she sends me in my spring a leap, as she mends me, I don't have to speak. She defends me a trucker's dream if I ever did see one. Me and my mate were back at the shack. We had Spike Jones on the box. She said, I can't take the way he sang, but I love to hear him talk.
The Man in Me by none other than the greatest singer-songwriter to ever be performed by, well, to ever be, what's it called? To ever have Timothy Chalamet play them in a biopic. Of course, Bob Dylan. Up next, we have When Will I Be Loved by Linda Ronstadt, one of the greatest country singers of all time.
With the Sultans of Swing. baggies in their platform soles. They don't give a damn about any trumpet playing band. It ain't what they call rock and roll. And the Sultans, yeah, the Sultans that play Creole.
Dire Straits with Sultans of Swing. And Dire Straits, of course, led by Mark Knopfler, one of the greatest fingerstyle electric guitarists of all time. Now, a secret that I didn't tell you earlier is that this hour of roots rock music is in chronological order. So that song from 1978 was the last song that I'll be playing from the original wave of roots rock. Next, we'll be moving forward to some later music that draws on the tradition of roots rock. And, you know, some might not call all of this music roots rock, but I'm making the claim that this rock has its roots in roots rock. Up next, we have Sheryl Crow with one of the greatest songs of the 90s.
Love.
California Stars from Wilco and Billy Bragg. But that was from an album from 1998 called Mermaid Avenue, a full album of songs written not by Wilco, not by Billy Bragg, but the lyrics were written by Woody Guthrie, who of course is one of the greatest American folk musicians of all time, who bridged the gap between traditional American folk music and contemporary, the genre of folk, you know, singer-songwriter type stuff. And in fact, a listener just called in and informed me that Wilco and Billy Bragg will be doing the first full-length concert of the music from that album this coming summer in Massachusetts. So check that out if you're interested. Next up, we have The Story from Brandi Carlile, continuing our journey forward in the history of roots rock music. Brandi Carlile is, of course, one of the greatest singer-songwriters in rural Washington today.
Now it's me.
Harlem from Tedeschi Trucks Band, one of the greatest artists to ever be recommended to me by my Uncle John. Next up, continuing our journey through roots rock chronologically, we have Don't Wanna Fight from Alabama Shakes, which is, of course, one of the greatest bands that Brittany Howard has ever performed with.
glimpses of thin sky. Fighting against my flesh and blood, there's nothing I won't try. Even heartache looks so easy to a pair of grieving eyes. I'm always one man down. I'm always one man down and dressed up.
Hospital from Madison Cunningham, one of the greatest singer-songwriters up and coming on the scene right now. And that song's from 2022, which means in our chronological exploration of roots rock music, we have finally reached the present decade. And we started way back in the 60s with the band. We heard the band, Creedence Clearwater Revival, Bob Dylan, Linda Ronstadt, Dire Straits, Sheryl Crow, Wilco, Brandi Carlile, Tedeschi Trucks Band, Alabama Shakes. That was Madison Cunningham. What's next? Well, up next we have MJ Lenderman, one of the greatest alt-country slacker rock musicians that I've seen live in the past year. This song is called She's Leaving You.
Close back on, she's leaving you.
That was Cowboy Nudes from Geese, which are one of my favorite bands right now. Led, of course, by Cameron Winter, one of the greatest children of polyamorous author Molly Roden Winter. Up next, we have one more song. It's been great. This next song is by Frog, one of the greatest animal-themed bands, after, of course, Geese. This next song is called So Twisted Fate, but before we go to that, I just want to tell you, it's been grand. I have been DJ Did You Know That Whale Milk Has the Consistency of Cream Cheese or Toothpaste, and this has been a set of roots rock music on Anatomy of the Ear, WRCT's annual tradition of a weekend-long event where we play hour-long blocks of different genres. Up next, I believe we have some noise, but before the noise, we have some sounds. This is So Twisted Fate by Frog.
To WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, and this is Anatomy of the Ear, an annual event where WRCT DJs take over the airwaves to play hour-long sets of their favorite genres all weekend long. You can tune into Anatomy of the Ear this Friday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 4 a.m. here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Regular programming will return Monday morning.